this time at 12 p.m. on December 11th. I will call this special meeting of the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township to order, and I'll open up the meeting with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we just ask you, Lord, to come into this meeting. Lord, give us your mind's eye to see what you want for this township, Heavenly Father. Father, just guide each of us in our decision-making, Heavenly Father. Give us your wisdom, Lord. Lord, we want to do the best that we can for all of our residents, Lord, and employees. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Mr. Fleischman,
I will. Tell you what, would you like to lead us in a Pledge of Allegiance, your first time here?
Sure.
That would be great.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you for that.
Mr. Mazur, would you
sure
give us a roll call?
Yes, sir. Mr. Blevins?
Yes.
Mr. Fleischman?
Yes.
And Mr. Leeser.
All right. Ma'am, floor is yours.
So, I have pictures of my car if you'd like to see it.
Sure.
And I have no flat tires.
Why don't you just have a seat right here?
Just sit up here, yeah. Yes. It'd be easier.
Yes. I have tags on my car, everything. I have no flat tires. The car runs, and I'm tired of being messed with about it. My neighbor beside of me has a whole yard full of cars, and nobody says anything to them.
We may have not known about it, or I don't know anything of it. What street do you live on?
Eureka.
Eureka, okay.
I've lived in that house since 1979, and I know a lot of things that's gone on in it. And it's aggravating. It's really aggravating. Sorry, I'm so upset.
The only property I remember on Eureka was the one that was torn down.
Well, I got things to say about that, too. There's my Cutlass. Does that really look like a junk car? I wash my truck less than I wash that car.
Is that a 74?
72.
72, yeah.
That's not a junk car.
302?
350.
350?
That's not a junk car. I'm getting tired of being harassed about it. I'm getting tired of being told it's going to get towed away. It is on a gravel lot. I can't help it. The grass grows through the gravel.
And there's tags on it?
And there's tags on it. It has historical plates on it, so it's not going to be untagged.
Yeah. Okay.
The tires are up. You see the tires are up?
Mm-hmm.
It's drivable. I don't know why. I drive my truck. My truck has 50,000 miles on it. I've had it for 13 years. How much you think I drive it? There's my neighbor's yard.
Wow.
And there's more. You think that's on a paved parking lot? That's right beside of me. This is your alleyway right here. That's your alleyway right there. Fully grown with trees and trash and everything else, and you guys have never touched it in 30 years. 30 years.
Is it passable? Is it, because we have some alleys that, you know, they're not even passable. Is that one?
That's my neighbor's ugly house. Nobody does anything about that. That neighbor is probably the one who called because he hit his wife. And when he went to jail, he visited people. But I'm not going to go there. But anyway, he pulled a gun on his wife, and you guys, your police didn't even bother to file charges against him for that, for pulling a gun on his wife. I've had a problem with your police. I've had a problem with a lot of things with the Franklin Township. I've come to your, I went to your police department.
Okay.
And I tried to file charges against a man who exposed himself in front of me when I was doing a massage. And your police officer treated me like I was the local whore, like I was the local massage parlor.
I gotcha.
And insulted me to no end. I'm not, I went to school, I didn't pay $8,000 to go to school to be a hooker. And he made fun of me, and he belittled me. And I filed a complaint against it, and I haven't heard anything from anybody.
So when that happened?
Yeah.
A couple months ago. My other neighbor had trash stacked up there for years. in the driveway had a sign that said, put trash here. Had the police there every other week. And did y'all do anything? Did anybody do anything about that? No, nobody did nothing about that. There was a car that house that was torn down in my neighborhood. I know you know which one I'm talking about. That house that was torn down. Them kids kept coming in there. Them people would come in there. The police would sit there and catch them doing it and let them go. They have torn up, the kids tore up my shed one year. The kids tore up my shed one year. Six kids were busted. Cops came in with guns. They took them back to Briggs High School and dropped them off and never told their parents. You think I'm not upset? I live in a little shed behind my house because I have PTSD, I have been abused, and I couldn't get my house rebuilt in order to live in it. And I don't want to live in it. I don't care if it is rebuilt because it's a 3-bedroom house. I am me with a dog. My shed is under 200 square feet. My shed is 160 square feet. It's under 200 square feet. I live back in the back of my yard. I don't bother nobody. I don't talk to nobody. Me and my neighbors have known each other all our lives. So I don't know. I just want to be left alone. I just want to be left alone. I didn't do anything to anybody. My house ain't the greatest of house, but it gives me a home. Would you rather me sleep on the street?
I think I worked with you about if it's the right place. Didn't we have trees or limbs or something coming down?
Oh, I've got a big tree in my yard that y'all need to cut down because it's in your alleyway and it's torn up my fence, yes.
I remember something about that.
It's huge, and it's about to tear up my shed.
I thought I remembered something about that about 4 years ago or something like that.
And I keep asking, and y'all, just the tree just keeps coming down more and more.
One of the things, the first time meeting you, I don't know if we spoke on the phone, but it is, it makes a difference when the public come here because this is your board of trustees is who's voted in. And when we do not hear this, we're here to do business and the business of the township. That's why it's open to the public. And by you coming here today, and now we can go, okay, what's going on?
I've got two alleyways, the alleyway behind me and the alleyway beside of me, and they're all full of trees. I've lived there since 1979. Y'all have flooded my yard. When you put the sewers in, you didn't tie the tiles in that were the drainage ditches. Y'all flooded my yard, not y'all, because y'all weren't here.
Yeah.
But the other board of trustees that was here, they flooded my yard, and I couldn't cut my grass. There was standing water in my yard all summer long.
Did they ever fix it, or is it still doing it?
It's not doing it now. I put two willow trees in there. I don't know if they fixed it or the willow trees did, but something fixed it. It's not doing it now. But when they flooded my yard, this was in 2013 when my mom died, a week before my mom died. When my yard got flooded all that time, they came in and cut my grass. And when they did that, they took out all my ornamental trees, my magnolia trees. They were this tall. Why would they cut them down? They took out all my bushes, everything in my front yard. They tore up. And then they said they would replace it. Your board of trustees said they would replace it. They put it on record that they would replace it. Year goes by. Nobody gives me nothing. I give them everything they ask for. Nobody. And then they come to my house and be mean to me and tell me, what, your trees are growing, your bushes are growing. No, they're all deformed and they're all dying. They're just half cut. It has been so aggravating dealing with this stuff with y'all and everything. I didn't do anything to anybody. I'm just trying to get my house fixed up. I have put $25,000 into my house. And I can't live in my house. I had three load-bearing walls that were broken. I had a roof that needed replaced. I had the foundation needed done. I had all kinds of stuff that needs done. Now it's just the inside that needs done. And even if I get that house done, I don't want to live in it. I have bad memories in it. I've been abused. I've been physically abused. I have PTSD. All I want to do is live in my little shed and be left alone. That's all I want to do. I didn't bother nobody. And then they said, well, you need a permit. Well, that shed's been there for 8 years. Why didn't they tell me that 8 years ago? And when I came up here and asked what the square footage was, my shed was underneath the square footage. and it's been there for 8 years, and now all of a sudden I can't live in my shed. I can't live and do what I want to on my property. I pay taxes. I pay. Oh, how's my house worth $121,000 if it's not even livable? I pay $200 a month now in taxes, and I never see anything good come out of the Franklin Township. Not the police. I don't need them for anything. Y'all left my mom alone until she died, and then when I got the house, all of a sudden, speaking of which, when y'all did the sewers, I don't have a mailbox. I haven't had a mailbox since then. You know why? Because I'm not putting that mailbox back in, because y'all took my mailbox out, threw it in my yard, and never put it back. I've been waiting all this time for you to put my mailbox back.
I don't want to say this, but that was not done by Franklin County.
Not done by Franklin Township.
Franklin Township. It was done by Franklin County. We never knew.
I've got mosquitoes so bad. We've got mosquitoes so bad in our neighborhood. It's unreal. We've got rats so bad. It's unreal.
Now that's something that we can do. We can turn that over to the Board of Health.
Yeah. They just come out and look at it and say, "Oh, well, sorry, there's nothing we can do." Well, what is your purpose then? Why is my money being taken from me when my house is paid for? My house has been paid for, and yet I still have to pay $200 a month to rent my land. I'm sure you can understand my frustration.
I do.
And then be told what I can and cannot do on my land. I got one little car that ain't bothering nobody, and one little shed that ain't bothering nobody, and I ain't bothering nobody because I don't come out my front. I don't go out my front yard. I don't even know what goes on out in the world. And it's frustrating. It's really frustrating. You have no idea. And I'm pretty sure that neighbor with the ugly house is the one who called.
And they probably have called Franklin County, like Nicole was telling you, and she'll help you through the process of getting a hold of Franklin County to find out what's going on there.
We can work with you to help you because we didn't send it. But, you know, the fact that you came down here today to talk to us means all the difference in the world, because a lot of this, we had no clue what's going on unless people come in, and that's what these meetings are for, so the public can come in when they have a problem.
I just find it amazing that y'all came in, cut my grass, cut down my trees, but didn't cut down your own trees that are falling over and destroying my yard. I find that amazing.
So on this address, if we can get with Mr. Stevens to find out about...
He knows all about my yard. Trust me.
Yeah, but I mean, this is coming from a board to the administrator to...
He knows who
I am. Did you hear about this before?
I was waiting for the lady to finish speaking. Did you have... Excuse me. I'm trying to recollect this. Did you have a certain type of bush or tree that... You and your, do you have a son that you and your son were fond of, and that was that the ornamental bush or tree that we were going to replace?
There was a bunch of them. There wasn't just one. There was a bunch of them, and one of them was there, very sentimental to me.
Okay. Now this is all. Oh, I'm sorry, Jim. And I'll
no. Go ahead. Talking. Go ahead.
This is all coming back to me, and this was probably. And I'm horrible with time, and I apologize. 6-8 months ago?
No.
Longer?
Mm-mm. No, it's been years. No. It's been since 2013 that y'all did
you're,
that.
You're thinking of the one I was thinking of, yeah. Getting money back.
Yeah.
No, it's been since 2013. Y'all did about $2,000 worth of damage to my yard.
Okay, well, I'm sorry. Is that
that's when the sewers came through?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. There again, that wasn't us.
I know. I know who it was. It was Don. Don was the one who was mean to me and came in my yard and disrespected me after he told me that he was going to replace all my stuff. They told me they were going to dig up everything.
Who's Don?
Don Cook.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Well, the as far as the sewers go, and I do understand your frustrations, but as long as the stuff that was done during the sewers, that wasn't done by Franklin Township. That was done by Franklin County. They mandated.
But that didn't have nothing to do with my bushes and stuff like that. Y'all came in and cut my grass. The sewers messed up my yard.
Okay.
The sewers messed up my yard and flooded my yard. And then when they put the driveways back into everybody, they put everybody in easement but me. I'm like, what is wrong with you guys? Everybody got an easement but me. It tore out my mailbox. I don't need no mail. I refuse to put that mailbox back in.
Okay. Yeah, that there is your choice. On
10 years it's been.
Whether you have a mailbox or not, when do you think you went over to the police department?
With the police, yes.
The police?
Yeah.
That was
to report the issue.
Hold on, I'll tell you. We'll find out. Because I still got all this man's text. Around November 11th.
Of this year, so today's 11th. Oh, no, I mean, that's 1 month from today. 1 month.
Somewhere around there.
Right. Okay, gotcha.
No, maybe
didn't
not.
Expect
hold
that
on, let me see again.
Hold
on.
We can pull up a report. I think Byron probably can pull that up. We can find out what was transpiring.
And
might have been in August.
August?
Might have been. Somewhere
maybe.
It's been between there.
And you came to do a report of someone exposing themselves to you, or?
Yeah, I wanted to file charges against him. I thought it was not, I felt like I was sexually assaulted. I mean, you're doing a job for somebody and they're in their underwear. I make my people stay in their underwear. I don't do nude massages. And he pulled his shorts down.
And where was the massage?
They even said, well, you're not allowed to do a massage without a license, because I do have a license, but it's in escrow or whatever. You are allowed to do a massage. And I told that cop, I said, you are allowed to do a massage without a license, because as long as you're not doing a medical massage, you can do a massage anytime you want to.
Okay. And where was you performing?
On my porch.
On your porch.
Well, you had her address.
At her address.
That's what he was looking for.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Didn't some massage people, they go to different places and stuff?
Oh,
yeah, I
do that too. I've done
like
that too, but I won't do that
anymore. I didn't know if it was at your home or
it was at my home.
Or away. Okay. So it was in Franklin Township. Okay. Do you know who you spoke with?
The officer.
The officer? Did you come here to do the report, or did you call and have
it was someone? He was a black guy. She knows who I'm talking about.
Okay.
Because I filed the report with her, and nobody's ever got back to me or nothing. Nobody's ever come to me. Nobody's ever said anything to me about filing a report against him, about filing a report against the police officer. The other one was a redheaded guy. What's his name? West or something like that. Something like that. Anyway, he was sitting right there while this man was degrading me and treating me like I was trash.
Another officer was?
Yeah.
Okay.
He was treated, the black guy was treating me like I was trash. And I finally said something to him about it, too, because it was making me angry. I was the victim of being sexually assaulted in my eyes. And somebody whips out their private parts in front of you and exposes them to you. I think that's sexual assault, isn't it?
I don't know.
I don't know the Ohio Revised Code on that. Can I get your name and address? Your name and address and your phone number?
Angela Fields.
Before you put the phone number down, don't say it because it's being recorded.
Yeah.
We'll just slide it around, let her write it in.
Just write your phone number right there for me. Thank you.
Yeah. Because this goes out and...
And what is your address?
No, I'm gonna put it on you too.
Yeah, yeah.
And I just say it, 1230 Eureka Boulevard.
You know, it's up to you. It's gonna be out there.
That's okay. I don't care. It can be
out
there.
What is it? 12 what?
1230 Eureka Boulevard.
Okay.
Okay. Is there anything else? Because we got a tight schedule that we have to get this done.
No.
Okay.
I'm gonna give you this, man. If you need to get a hold of us, I'm the new trustee, and that's my card, and we work in tandem together. If you reach out to me, then I can reach out to these guys and keep them abreast of things that come up from here moving forward. I can't help you with 2013.
I get it.
You understand?
I get it, but I'm just saying there's a history here. Just leave me alone.
We can help you with this.
Well, we can look into
this. Definitely with this. But if you have problems moving forward, would you please reach out to me?
If you want to come out to my neighborhood, I think you should. And I think you should look at the alley. And I think you should look at the big tree that's 30 years, over 30 years old, and falling into my yard and has torn up my fence. I mean, I love that tree. Don't get me wrong. I love that tree, but I don't want it in on my shed. In my shed, okay. I don't know. I just don't know what to do. I'm just like, I just want to be left alone. You come look at my neighborhood, and you look at my house, and you look at all the rest of my neighborhood, and you go, there's a pedophile that lives down the street from you that his whole yard is full of stuff.
We will look into this, and one of us will get back to you.
Thank you.
Sorry about all your troubles.
Thank you. I'm a decent human being. I'm just frustrated.
One of the big things about it sometimes is just to listen. And we learn a lot by listening.
Yeah. Okay. There's that pedophile lives down the street from me. There's a school there and the school there. And another thing I have a complaint about. I've complained for a long time about Briggs High School. Briggs High School, people come down through my street every day. I have to put up with them people coming down my street doing 50 miles an hour in a 25 mile an hour zone. There's kids. There's animals out there. There's people out there. Nobody puts a cop out there. Nobody. There should be a cop out there.
Now that's something that we know that we need to, you know.
Every day at 3:30.
A lot of times,
whatever time they get out.
A lot of times we can't do nothing if we don't know about it.
But yeah.
I've complained. Nobody listens.
Well, now you've got Mr. Blevins. I apologize. I didn't think I'd need cards today,
so I didn't bring
my card folder.
You didn't know I was coming, did you?
No.
And, so
I'm a friendly person. I'm a good person. I really am.
Well,
I'll get on with my life and be left alone.
Good luck with all that. And have
I promise you, the next time we speak, I'll have a business card with me.
Thank you.
Did I confirm
my paper?
Do I take
my paper back?
Okay.
All right. I would make a motion now that we adjourn into an executive meeting.
I have resolutions that we have to pass. Through. We have to get through these.
Okay. Let's go through those.
The first resolution I have is 2024-190. It's a resolution approving the contract with Medical Mutual of Ohio for the year 2025. Be resolved that the effective January 1, 2025, the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, approves and authorizes a contract with Medical Mutual of Ohio for the calendar year 2025. Offering health insurance coverage to township employees at a projected premium rate increase of 16%. Be it further resolved that all formal actions of this board concerning and related to this resolution were passed in an open meeting of the board, and that all deliberations of this board and any of its committees that result in such formal action were in an open meeting in compliance with all legal requirements, including section 121.22 of the ORC. Be it further resolved that this resolution shall be declared an emergency and be in full force and effective immediately upon its adoption.
So moved as the resolution is written. I would ask for a second.
Clarify, this is, again, just the...
We are approving health insurance for next year.
At the 16%?
Yes.
Okay.
That's where we were quoted from Medical Mutual.
Okay. So, I'll second.
Any other discussion? Hearing no other discussion, I would call for a roll call vote.
Mr. Blevins?
Yes.
Mr. Fleshman?
Yes.
And Mr. Leeser?
Yes.
Then the second resolution I have is 2024-191. It's a resolution approving the standard accident insurance plan for benefited Franklin Township employees. Be it resolved that effective January 1, 2025, the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio approves and authorizes the addition of the standard accident insurance plan as an optional benefit being afforded to the benefit employees of Franklin Township as an employee paid benefit. Be it further resolved that all formal actions of this board concerning relating this resolution were passed in an open meeting of the board, and that all deliberations of this board and its committees that result in such formal action were in a meeting open to the public in compliance with all legal requirements, including section 121.22 of the ORC. Be it further resolved that this resolution shall be declared emergency and be in full force and effective immediately upon its adoption.
So moved as the resolution is written. I would ask for a second.
I will second, but I'm not 100% sure what we're doing here.
Well, no, open for discussion.
So this is the insurance that we're taking, is that correct?
No, sir. This is what is another option for Aflac.
Correct.
You can still have Aflac.
You explain that.
But this is allowing employees to, instead of utilizing Aflac, they'll be able to access this standard benefit and plan.
Okay.
Any more discussion? Hearing no other discussion, I would ask for a roll call vote.
Do we need to, John, did you second that?
Yes, I did, sir.
Okay. Mr. Blevins?
Yes.
Mr. Fleshman?
Yes.
And Mr. Leeser?
Yes.
Then the last thing I have is a resolution approving the Zurich American Insurance Company's supplemental medical expense policy. Be it resolved that effective January 1, 2025, the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, approves and authorizes to contract with Zurich American Insurance Company supplemental medical expense policy for all benefited township employees. The policy is a zero deductible medical benefit that will reduce Franklin Township's medical insurance expenses. Be it further resolved that all formal actions of this board concerning the latest resolution were passed in an open meeting of the board, and that all deliberations of this board and its committees that result in such formal action were in a meeting open to the public in compliance with all legal requirements, including section 121.22 of the ORC. Be it further resolved that this resolution shall be declared an emergency and be in full force and effective immediately upon its adoption.
And this is replacing the
HRA. Yes, sir.
I just wanted to get that out there.
Yes, sir.
I would make a motion that we accept the resolution as written. I would ask for a second.
I'll second. Questions?
Any more discussion?
Yeah, absolutely. Any questions?
The only question I would have, or more of a statement, I wish we would have entered into a executive session. I know we've talked about several different plans, and now here we are today, voting on this, and it is what it is at this point. I don't feel that, I know we've talked about it, we've seen the numbers, but gentlemen, I think this is something that we should have talked to in an executive so that we all are on the same page, then come out here, because I'm not comfortable 100%, but it is what it is.
We can adjourn into an exec to discuss this further.
Well, we've already got half of it through.
Well, so. we can table it.
But you understand, we're on a time crunch now.
I mean, we have no other recourse.
What this plan is going to do, discussions we've had with our insurance administrator, is this year we're projected to pay well over $300,000 for HRA benefits for the employees. This plan guarantees us next year that our out-of-pocket expense will be $145,000, which is $160,000 plus savings, which is a huge budgetary issue, because that's $160,000 we do not have to take out of each department's budget. And again, this is just a one-year plan. If we decide after this year that this isn't how we want to go, then we can explore other options,
which
I believe is the intentions of the board with having the Form Fire documentation completed by all employees. So that allows us to go out and explore the market in a broader range.
And this also does the employees are not losing anything.
The only addition is a second card, which will alleviate confusion that we've had with our past HRA plan, where physicians and surgeons are hesitant to pay any medical expenses. With this Zurich card, you can present this to the physician or the surgeon or whomever, and now they have actual documentation that we have a plan that covers all the employees' expenses.
Yep. So for me, which we're going to vote on this, I'm fine with voting on this. I guess in some ways, when I'm trying to envision it, you're trying to envision something you don't even see or have in your hand or touch. So at this point, I am taking it upon the word of the administrator, which we trust and that this is something that's going to be good. The reason I seconded it is because of the cost savings that it saves the taxpayers of Franklin Township, and that money could be well used in other areas. So with that, Mr. Chairman, I have nothing more to say. Okay. I don't know if Mr. Blevins has anything.
I'm fully understand what the policy was meant to do, and I'm ready to vote.
All right. With hearing that, I would ask for a roll call.
Mr. Blevins?
Yes.
Mr. Fleshman?
Yes.
And Mr. Leeser?
Yes.
That's not it. Yeah, but this is the one before. Oh, yeah, never mind. That's the engagement.
That's tomorrow.
Okay, do we have anything else?
No, sir. It's just the exact prepare for our next portion of the day.
Well, with that being said, I would make a motion that we adjourn into an executive session for a bargaining session with the public employees concerning their compensation or other terms of employment as directed by the Ohio Revised Code 121-22.G4.
I would second that.
Hearing that, I'd ask for a roll call vote at 12:31.
Mr. Blevins?
Yes.
Mr. Fleshman?
Yes.
And Mr. Leeser?
Yes. This time we will go into exec.
Time.
It is now 10 minutes after 2 on September 11th, 2024.
Not September. You said September.
Did I say
December.
September?
Yeah.
December. I'm sorry. Wow. 2024. I'd make a motion that we come out of executive session with no decisions made.
I'll second that.
Can we have a roll call?
Mr. Blevins?
Yes.
Mr. Fleshman?
Yes.
And Mr. Leeser?
Yes. Meeting's adjourned.